In a tiny shop near the corner of Lombardy and Lee, Richmond residents line up to listen as Sarah Fitzpatrick goes down the list of donuts available, a list that will change each hour.
I have chocolate with Butterfinger, vanilla drizzle. I've got vanilla with chocolate chips, sprinkles, Oreo, M&Ms, or Heath Bar. Gingerbread glaze, either plain with vanilla or with caramel.
It takes more than a minute to share all the options.
What do you recommend?
I really like the strawberry glaze. Any of the fruit glazes are really good because they're always made with real fruit. Maple bacon is our most popular donut, and when we have them, which is very rarely, the Lee's fried chicken donuts are very popular.
What's the approximate calorie count on these donuts?
I have no idea. I don't want to know.
Sugar Shack was founded by Virginia native Ian Kelly, a former fine dining chef who was working in Seattle when he got wind of a crazy donut shop in Oregon.
Voodoo Donuts in Portland was where I first started seeing people do something different. And hats off to them. I mean, they pioneered the way for creative donuts. I mean, their maple bacon is the beginning. That's the pinnacle and the pioneer of bacon maple donuts. It's them. They're Arnold Palmer. They would make a glaze out of tea and lemonade. So they were a big inspiration for me on being something new and different.
But Kelly had something else in mind.
There wasn't anybody else that was just gung-ho, let's do crazy toppings and create all our own flavors and make it by hand the way they used to.
So in June of 2013, he opened the first Sugar Shack. In a matter of days, it closed.
I completely underestimated how much business we were going to get day one. And so we opened up, we made it through the first 4 days maybe, and then we had to shut the whole place back down. I ran out of flour, I ran out of sugar, I ran out of employees. You know, everybody was already in overtime in just 4 days.
He hired 8 more people and has been growing ever since, opening a new store in downtown Richmond and making plans for the future in this city of foodies.
In Richmond, I always laugh about it and say that we don't have a sport. Our sport is restaurants. And every time we've ever had a team come to Richmond, nobody cares because it's, hey, Graffiato's opening.
Kelly joins a crew working on his next shop in Enrico. Others are planned in Alexandria, Fredericksburg, Midlothian, and Charlottesville. Just 29 years old, the builder of this donut dynasty has no shame in promoting a blatantly unhealthy product.
The name over the door is Sugar Shack. We're not a healthy place, and we're not claiming to be a healthy place. I mean, we're a treat.
How many donuts do you eat in a week?
Zero. You know, I feel like I've become the sommelier of donuts. I'm tired of eating them.
But he's still excited by the concept of a place making something delicious by hand.
I like restaurants that say put your phones down or turn them off. And I like food that somebody made it right in front of you because that itself is the whole experience.
And it appears he is not alone.
I really like these donuts. They're amazing. And I come here every time I can.
I'm pretty excited about the buffalo chicken.
They're delicious. I absolutely love the Oreo and vanilla one.
They look so yummy.
I got espresso, and I've never had that one yet. But I love salted caramel and any of the caramels. That's awesome.
Also taking note of Sugar Shack's success are competitors. Duck Donuts, doing business in the Outer Banks since 2006, plans to open shops in Richmond and Charlottesville, while the big national dog, Dunkin' Donuts, predicts it will have a dozen more shops in Central Virginia by 2020. I'm Sandy Houseman.